From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Friday, February 19, 2021. I'm Russell Mokhiber. Columbia Law Professor John Coffey says that the Boeing deferred prosecution agreement is one of the worst he's seen. The agreement included an unusual provision finding that a compliance monitor was not necessary because the misconduct was neither pervasive across the organization nor undertaken by a large number of employees nor facilitated by senior management. This is without precedent, Coffey told Corporate Crime Reporter in an interview last week. I have not seen that anywhere else, and I've looked at a number of deferred prosecution agreements. Not only was there no independent study by a reputable law firm, but when you look where the money went, only $500 million out of the $2.65 billion went to victims. $1.77 billion went to airline companies. It was imported to inflate the amount of the settlement. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhiber.